Yeah, this still get as clear as we possibly can. Let's do a quick chazar until some water turn up. And just a chazar of what we had. In the Sugya, we had two braces, and then we had the different two braces. Yeah, we had two braces, and one brace seemed to hold the evidence din of karka, and one is the din of metatlin. How do we see that the evidence din of karka? Because we see Ukraine metatlin. And how do we see, yeah, just, I swapped around. How do you see evidence din of metatlin? Because you can't be carrying that metatlin with it. How can you see an evidence got a din of karka because it can't be carrying metatlin? And that's what the Gemara thought, right? Evidence din of karka because you can be carrying metatlin. Evidence din of metatlin because you can't be carrying metatlin. We said even if an evidence does have a din of metatlin, that same brisa, the first brisa, in halacha number, in halacha number two was that if you're carrying a karka, you're not carrying avodim. Right? Even though avodim have a din of metatlin, but if you're carrying a karka, you're not carrying avodim. And that we didn't understand why Rashi said we're going to see by the end of the sugya, you're going to see why that is. But that's the first verse we saw. So the one verse says we're carrying avodim, you're not carrying a metatlin. The other one said you are. And what was the maskana? How do we answer it? The Bet Betzim could hold evidence like karka, and but halachas and hilchos agav. This whole brayse is from makinin agav, and halachas makinin agav. But how can you be kohen? It's true, evidence got din of karka, but it's not like orim mitzuris. So in hilchos agav tells me it has to be dumi da orim mitzuris, and therefore it's not going to work. Right? That's what the Gemara wanted to say. So if you hold it, is Kohen Karka, is Kohen Metatlin, because you don't hold of this halacha. That's Midumi Lorem. If you hold it, not Kohen Karka, not Kohen Metatlin, the Pshat is because it has to be similar to Orem Mitzuris. That was the first Mahalach. It's Mahalach and Kinyan Agav. That's Pshat in the two brises. The other Mahalach to say that Eved is a din of Metatlin. So if Eved's got a din of Metatlin, so why? Is the price that says that you're kohen if you're hifzik ba'avodim, you're kohen metatlin. If it's got a din of metatlin, why should that be? And there was a big chiddush in the Gemara that we're talking about kinyan chatzer. This price that says that you're kohen metatlin, even though Evan's got a din of metatlin, so how kohen metatlin, medin kinyan chatzer. So the first price was medin agav, and the second price was medin kinyan chatzer. Within kinechotze, your koina, even a metatlin can be koina, metatlin. Even evidence is in a metatlin can be koina metatlin. Yeah, that's the.
In the first place, so there wasn't karma.
What's on my kinyan? The first place with the six halachas is all kinyan agav. The second place is that you are koina is talking about oidin olav. And it's because
in the Russian, we're in the Russian metatlin.
yeah.
It's the price of its kohen is because it's kohen chatzah.
Right.
The first price, it wasn't kohen. That is
the first verse wasn't kohen. There wasn't talking about kohen chatzah. There wasn't oidin olav. It has to work with kohen agav, and metatlin can't be kohen metatlin.
So the first question was saying that both prices are doing agav.
Right.
The second question was splitting up into two.
Yeah. The second price in the second answer in Mechadesh is talking about Oidan Olav. I mean, still now we're speaking about not, doesn't make a difference where it is. Now we're saying, no, that this second price is specifically talking about Oidan Olav, and the first price is not Oidan Olav, and therefore we understand the Chiddush. First price is Kinyan Agav, and the second price is Kinyan Chotzer.
The second price is Vadim of the Metatlin.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference. We're transforming into a Chotzer.
Right. Right. So. It seemed to me a chiddush, but maybe it's not a chiddush that you can have a metatlin acting as a chotzer, but maybe it's not a chiddush. In actual fact, we don't need to make such a big chiddush because, like Tosfos and Divrei Maaseh Anoch taught us, the avodim really have a status of karka. It's only regarding the drabbanon deka halachas that we say avodim have a din of metatlin. But regarding the raisa halachas, avodim have a status of karka. So once we're working with din kinyan chotzer, So Avodah Mevus states of Karka. So then it could be Koina Medin Kinyan Chotzer. So it could be that Metatlin can work Mekinyan Chotzer. I'm not saying not. Just saying in this sugya we don't need to be Machadish, that Chiddush, the Sefer's Chiddush, that even Metatlin could be Kinyan Chotzer, because once you're working with Kinyan Chotzer, which is a Dereisa Kinyan, then Eved has a din of Karka. Yeah?
But then if Rabbi Ika Bukhobrei the Rav was Ravami, he's saying it's metaltalin.
No, he says, so you're going to make it on
both prices. Yeah, both prices are metaltalin. But if you understand that the Kenyan Agav with the Chotzer, with the Eved is Karka, then that doesn't work because he's working on that.
Nachon, when he says both prices would hold metaltalin, according to Tosis says, it means both prices would hold that if it would be working with Kenyan Agav, would have a din of metaltalin.
But it's not.
But once you're telling me Kenyan Chotzer, then according to Tosis, Kenyan Chotzer is also Kenyan Chotzer is Vada Deraisa. So then it would be Karka. That's like you're right in one of the Gemara. You have to come to Tosis. You have to say that's what it means. Kuli Alma, if it would be Kenyan Agav, would have a din of metaltalin. The one that says that you're not Kenyan, we understand because Kenyan Agav doesn't work. The one that says you're not Kenyan is because it's now all of. And then since it's all of, it's now working within Kenyan, Kenyan Chotzer, which are Kenyan. Yes. In the first manner?
The first manner, you said it's been talking about it, but in the place of the big Christian,
well, the Gemara is saying that the second price is Odin Olav, means the first price is not Odin Olav. You didn't do that yourself. Okay. So if that's what the Gemara is answering, how can you be, if you're Metam, how can you be Kohen? The answer is the Odin Olav, means the first price that was not Odin Olav. Well, afterwards it speaks that out there. It means the first price is not by Eden Olav. If it's not by Eden Olav, it's Zich and not Kinyan Chotzer. If it's not on it, it can't be Kinyan Chotzer. Yeah, I don't want to confuse more than we have to. But when the Gemara says by Eden Olav, and now the Gemara said, then it works. Why does it work then? Does it work Medin Kinyan Agav then? Or does it work Medin Kinyan Chotzer? Right.
Well, why does it matter that it's Kinyan Agav? That doesn't have to be.
Because we know that what you're asking, so Kinyan Agav doesn't have to be on.
It doesn't have to be.
Not
so,
one.
So that push would have another really other choice other than to say that it's possible.
It doesn't have to be. But maybe if it is on it, it's different. I'm not confused. I just want to speak it out, and although we've all got the tying up all the corners. What made us say that we must be talking about Kinyan Chotzer? Why can't it be talking about Kinyan Agav? Because it's Metatlin. If Avodim is Metatlin, it can't be Koina, other Metatlin, Agav. Kinyan Agav has to be on Karka. For Koina Karka, you can't Metatlin. So once you tell me that we're talking about Avodim and Adin and Metatlin, the Kalapok was by Kinyan Agav. So, and the Gemara says that the Kuli Alma Avodah Mevedin Metatlin. And then the Gemara says, must be talking about Eden Olav. It must be now working within Kinyan Chotzer. And indeed, the Gemara carries on to say, has the work within Chotzer? Arian Eved is moving, can move, has to be tied up. It means the Gemara moved on to Kinyan Chotzer. Why did the Gemara move on to Kinyan Chotzer? It had to, because if it can't be Kinyan Agav, now we're talking about Metatlin. If you hold Eved's Metatlin, it has to be some new type of Kinyan. There's no Kinyan Agav by Metatlin to Metatlin. So therefore, we had to come on to Oyden Olav. Here, Oyden Olav made it. That what? And now it's you made it. We're not talking about Kinyan Agav. This price says your Koina is not Medin Kinyan Agav. There's no Kinyan Agav by Avadim. It's Koina Medin Kinyan Chotz. And now Kinyan Chotz says, now we're going to have kashas on Kinyan Chotz. That's helping most. So I'm just pointing out that once you come into Kinyan Chotz, then it's now the right. So now the evidence didn't come. It's a bit right? Once you come into Kinyan Chotzer, now we said Kulamaka Evid Gimatatli, it doesn't mean that it's got Dinah Gimatatli in the Chotzer Kula, because that is already told us. It's not true. It's only Gabbat Rabbonim So it means the kuliyama metal hold that the gabekin agav is got a din of metalin. You misunderstood the rice. The rice is not talking about kin agav. The rice is talking about kin echotze. If it's kin echotze, actually is the rice, and the evidence is din of karka. And therefore, I have no kasha. Why can we kuliyama metin kin echotze? A karka can be kuliyama kin echotze. I don't have a kasha. It might be true that you can be kuliyama kin echotze metalin as well. I'm not going into that. It might be true. Just saying, in the Shakra Tai of the Gemara, once we move on to Kinyan Chotzer, we better some shifted gears, and we're now going to have Avodah Mevdin of Kauka, the Gabi Kinyan Chotzer. This is just for you, Ari, to keep you well on.
And I thought it's still a problem, even though it's
Kinyan. Yeah, if it's Chotzer, it's your Chotzer. It's your Chotzer. If it's moving, so it's actually not Chotzer. If it can, but it's not Chotzer. And be careful to come. And even if it is tied up, it needs to have dust. I'll finish the merits if he died of the balabait. So Mamela, otherwise the son hill is hot. So you need it to be coffers and yosh and all to make it the derisively. In the end of the day, work men are two. That was the shakwatari of the Gemara till then. Okay. So then the Gemara, okay, so that was the end of the Yishuv of the two Grises. Then they had a different Grises which Gemara had to answer. What we're saying, we said in this race, the Hirsig with Kalkan, now we're not referring to the halacha of the Hirsig Mavodim with the Ukrainian Metatlim, which was halacha number 5, right? The halacha number 5 in the first race was Hirsig with Kalkan, Lokan Metatlim. That's what the discussion till here was. Halacha number 5 to a brace, which argued on halacha 5, seemed to argue on halacha 5. Now we're moving on to a different kasha. That what? Hirsig Bekarka Kona Avodim, which is halacha number 2 in the big brisa. In the big first brisa we had, halacha number 2 was Hirsig Bekarka Loi Kona Avodim. And here we have a new brisa, Hirsig Bekarka Kona Avodim. That's a new brisa arguing on halacha number 2. So it sounds to be arguing number 2. And here we're going to come on to a new chiluk. How are we going to answer this theory? Here's the Kauka, you can't have water, you're not going to have water. So, again, we're going to come into Chiluk if it's going to be Metatlin or not. So, what's the answer the Gemara gives? It's talking about Oimdin B'Seichel. That's how we're going to be Miyashiv, the steer. That would first price that said Halacha number 2, that you're not going to have water, is talking about where it's not Oimdin B'Seichel. Here's the Kauka, you're not going to have water, it's not Oimdin B'Seichel. And the other brayser says, "Hirsig b'karka, your arkin avodim is that it is imdim mesicha." What's nafke mina? So Gemara speaks out. If you hold metatlin, the evidence got din metatlin, then we can understand such a chil. Why? If you hold evidence din metatlin in kinyan agam, it's working within kinyan agam, right? If it's kinyan, if it's working within, if evidence is din metatlin. If Evan's got dinner with Tatlin and you're Hirsig Bekarka, then you're going to Evan Medin Kinyan Agav. Right? So then I can understand the Chiluk if it's on it or not on it. Why should that be?
One of them says that you're not going to. You don't care about location.
Very good. That's the Kasha, right? You're asking good. Your facial expression is perfect for what we're holding. It says the Gemara that his. Hirsig b'karka, we have a steer in the brace, right? So what the answer is, one's in and one's off. One's on and one's off. So the Gemara says, I don't understand it. Bishlam, if you hold metatlin, I can understand such a chiluk. The Gemara's going to ask, why should that be? But Bishlam, if you hold Evitz got din of metatlin, I can understand. Then one brace says, you're kohina, midin kinyan agav, and the other brace says, you're not. Why? Because one's talking about whether the Evitz on it, and one's talking about when the Evitz off. If it's on the karka, then you're kohina, midin kinyan agav. If it's off, then not. The Gemara's going to ask, why? Kinyan agav works even if it's off. The chiluk, if the Evitz is moving or not. If chiluk between metatlin that move and metatlin that don't move. Metatlin that move, you can be kohen even if they're not on the karka.
If they don't.
Metatlin that don't move, thank you. Metatlin that don't move, you can be kohen even if they're not on the karka. Metatlin that do not move, you can be kohen even if they're not on the karka. Metatlin that can move and do move has to be on the karka, right? That has to be on the karka. That's the chiddush we're saying. Why should that be? We haven't seen that yet. We haven't understood that so much. Why should that be? But that's what the Gemara understood. The Gemara said that if you hold on metatlin, ever the bedin of metatlin, I at least understand the chiluk you're telling me. You're telling me a chiluk between whether the eved is on the karka or off the karka. Remember, we're doing a kinyan on the karka. Now, chiluk, if the eved's on the karka or off the karka. If the eved's on the karka, you're kinyan the eved. Then kinyan aga. If the eved's off the karka, then you're not kinyan the eved, medin kinyan aga. What's a chiluk? So we have to make a chiluk between metatlin the naidi and metatlin the al naidi. Metatlin the naidi, which are things like a volume which can move, they have to be on the karka. Metatlin sheloi naidi. Yeah, washing machine, if you like, yeah, it can be kaina, even if it's off the karka. That we understand. But what we don't understand is if you hold evidence din of karka, then we don't understand the chiluk. Why should it be that there should be a chiluk if the evidence on the karka or off the karka? Why should it be? That's how the Gemara posed the question. That if you hold evidence on the karka,
if the
evidence
is karka, anyway,
right? Nachon, excellent. So the Gemara says, if ever there is kinyan karka, then I don't understand what's the chiluk between if it's on or off. The question is why? What made it that you don't understand? So now you have to work through the kinyanim to work out why the Gemara didn't understand it. So if David started kinyan agav would work. That's going out. Yeah, out loud. This is what I'm building. Yeah. So we have to work through the kinyanim to work out why the Gemara doesn't understand the chiluk if it's on or off. Kinyan agav, we already said there could be a chiluk. We said if you hold kinyan agav, it could be a chiluk if it's on or off. So why now, if we say that the eved is going to be karka, we don't understand it. So if David started kinyan agav doesn't apply by karka. Karka, right? To acquire karka through kinyan agav doesn't work. So if evet is karka, we don't have any kinyan agav to play with. So the teretz which we said a chiluk a minute ago, that by kinyan agav there's a difference if it's on or off, won't apply by evet. Because by evet, there's no kinyan agav. If evet is karka and you want to acquire an evet through kinyan agav, it won't work. It won't work. So we're obviously not working with kinyan agav. So any possible chiluk which we had in kinyan agav is not going to apply. What other kinyanim do we know of? Kinyan chotzer. We know of kinyan chotzer, right? Well, kinyan chotzer, of course, would make a difference if the eved is on or off. That would be perfect teretz. Of course, kinyan chotzer would work. If it's on, kinyan chotzer would work. If it's off, it won't work. As we're going to see in Tosfos, kinyan chotzer doesn't apply by what? About them, since they're awake, kinyan chotzer doesn't work by them, so we don't have kinyan chotzer either. So the only thing left to have, the only card we've got to play is halacha of Shmuel. The Shmuel says that if you're kind of one karka, you're kind of other karkos. That's the only other card we've got. That's the only kinyan we know of. So what's the lomdus of Shmuel? If you're kind of one karka, you're kind of other karka. What's the lomdus of Shmuel? Because it's all called mechubah. So it must be a hold an eved. If eved's on the karka, then it's mechubah, then it's koiner, right? So it must be you considering an eved to be mechubah. Some longer, since an eved is considered karka, it's considered part of the southern Nahar, it's mechubah. If it's mechubah, then what should be the difference if it's on or off the karka? And as much as you consider it mechubah, it shouldn't make a difference if it's on the karka or off the karka. And as much as you consider an eved to be mechubah, the karka, so who cares where the eved is? It's on this field or another field. It shouldn't make a difference. That was the Gemara's kasha. Again, he works through all the kinyanim. That's the Gemara's kasha. All the kinyanim are. The kinyanagav would be great. That would be a good chiluk. But if eved is karka, can't do kinyanagav. So that's out. Kinyachot would also be a great chiluk. But for some reason, so he's going to tell us kinyachot is not going to work by eved.
Wouldn't there always be within the world of being karka?
What?
The eved, if because it's Varisa, then the eved is considered karka, so then how can you do it in
Kassel? You can do kinyachot on karka. Calculus works in a constant.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can do
it. No.
That's Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav is only Metatlin.
Okay.
To be Kohen Metatlin, Kinyan Agav. But to Kohen Kauka, you can do Kinyan Chotz, you can do Kinyan Chazaka, you can do all of them. If you have a flower pot's Mechubra Kauka,
okay.
And it's inside your pot, you're Kohen within Kinyan Chotz. Right? You can do Kinyan Chotz. So that Kinyan Chotz would have been a good teretz, but it's not a good teretz because Kinyan Chotz doesn't apply by a volume for whatever reason we're going to find out. So the only thing left to work with is Shmuel. If you're going to one karka, you're going to another karka. And that only works because it's mechuba. That's some type of connection between them. So you're treating avodim as mechuba. If you're treating avodim mechuba, what's the difference where it is? On this ground or another ground, it shouldn't make a difference. All mechuba the karka, and you should be able to work him in it. That's the Gemara's kasha. Right? Let's see that in Tosis. What I've just done now is explain Tosis well, Pe. So you've all learned the Tosis. It was... felt it easier to explain Balpe before reading the words inside and writing backwards. Okay? Yossi, you've done thesis? The last thesis? Lomani Aimdi Mesecha. Pirush. Says thesis, I'll explain to you. Hey, you know, we missed out the previous thesis. Okay, we'll come back to that one. I already explained this thesis. Lomani Aimdi Mesecha. Pirush, says Tosis, Pirush. Al kochach lo mitam chotza. The explanation of this kasha about what's the difference on or off is al kochach lo mitin chotza, Connor. It can't be mitin chotza. Why not? Because that would be the best answer, easiest answer. If it's in, you're kohen mitin chotza. If it's off, you're not. So it can't be. Why? The stam avodim ein mishtamim ledaitoi. The stam avodim. Avodim, generally Avodim.
They're not
sleeping. No, not. Anyway, Eim Mishtam Redaito is sleeping. Is awake. Eim Mishtam Redaito.
They're not.
Yeah. Right. Stam Avodim means, unless we're talking about a particular Eved which is sleeping, but Stam Avodim, an Eved that's awake, Eim Mishtam Redaito, are not Mishtam Redaito. Are not Mishtam Redaito, meaning won't be protected from the das of the Balabait. Even if the person the Balabait is standing next to the field, he will not be kohen the Eved. Eved is like a tzvi which is rotz kedarkoi. This is a Gemara in Baba Metzia. It says, and if a tzvi is running kedarkoi, the chotzer is not kohen. Why? Only if it's Tzvi's lame, the Chotz will be Kohen. If it's Rotz Kedalkoi, it's not Kohen. Why? Because it's not Mishtameret. It's not Mishtameret. So that...
why didn't you choose that animal?
It's the Mishnah.
Why did he use
the Mishnah? You ask him the Mishnah, yeah?
Yeah.
Why the Mishnah chose that one, okay? Yeah, but he's asking why it's
there.
Okay, I don't have a question. Let's go to the Mishnah moment. Yeah, that's the example. Yeah, okay. So Tosis said they can't be talking. We've got a kasha. Lomali oimdim b'seicha. Why talk about oimed b'seicha? I mean, what should we? Why do we need it to be oimed b'seicha? So Tosis says, what was the pshat? Because kinechotze can't work because stam avodim oimed shtam ledaite. Okay, for some reason we could have answered very easily. We're talking about an eved that's sleeping. Could have said that's a chiluk.
That being in kofos, right?
Means. I don't know if you need kofos.
Huh? Really? You know that before?
I don't know. That was to make the Eved into a kinyan chotzer. For him to be the chotzer, has to be can't move. Here we're not talking about for him to be the kinyan chotzer. Is I have a chotzer. I need to be koina in it. And I know about it. You can be koina at tzvi that's moving as long as it's shomer redaito. So I think an Eved also could be moving. The only thing is that I have to be able to look after it. So if it's awake, then I won't be looking after it. It's got its own das. So I need it to be sleeping. So ha'ara on this thesis, and why didn't we say that's what we're talking about? We're talking about an Eved that's sleeping. And one Bryce is saying that you're koina medinkin yichotze when it's omid b'secha. Hechze bekakois, loikon avodim, because we're talking about where the Eved was sleeping, but not on this chotze. So you can't work with dinkin in chotze. And hechze bekakois, kon avodim, we're talking about where the Eved was on the chotze, and it was sleeping, so you're going to it. For some reason, we didn't want to talk about that was sleeping. But this is basically answers now, because stam avodim is not a stam avodati, it's a kimtan, say it's talking about sleeping. So beforehand, we made such an akimtan. When we made such a kimta to explain it, we said, talking about, in order for the Eved to be koinig in chotze, he had to say there was sleeping. So why can't we do it again? Yeah? Not two graces. So,
Neither. Here it says,
it's the same words. One was on din number two, and one was on din number five. So that's all I'm going to share with you. That's I don't really have a good tirutz to that. Yeah. So anyway, that's what Taisa said. So it's Kenyan, Chotze, Ekama. Because Stam Eved is not Mishtam in a Daito. And for some reason, we're not talking about an Eved. It doesn't say we're talking about an Eved that's sleeping, so we're talking about an Eved that's awake. And therefore, we can't explain the Chiluk between the two Grises as whether it is Kenyan Chotze. To say one kinechotze and one no. Can't be. Okay. So it's the next point. Mitam agav. Maybe midin kinin agav. Maybe the chilek is that it's kinin agav. Like we said, if you're working midin kinin agav, we understand the chilek if it's on or off. Tam agav nami loikono. The karka inikness agav karka. Like we said already, kinin agav only works to make an acquisition on karka. We can bring in metatling with it. If you make an acquisition on karka, you can't bring other karka. And since Eved is a din of karka, we're going with the tzad, Eved is a din of karka, kinyan agav is not applicable for it. So we don't have such a teretz. Says Tosis, now how did you read these words? Here's a quiz question. I feel Omar, even if he says kini karka asmucha, what's your next word? Okay, we'll go with you for the time being. Even if you say bikoina the karka, which near the tum, va'agabo tikno ha'elyoino. What's elyoino?
The better one, or it means the more elevated. Next one.
Okay, so Rishash makes life much easier. Change the ches of the tum to a hey. And now everything reads. Even if he says kni karka smuch le tohoim, I want to be cutting the karka that's deep down in the ground. And agabo tikna elio, you know, and I want to be cutting the karka that's above this karka. So I'm cutting the karka that's close to the tohoim. Tohoim is the depth inside. Agabo, I'm going to be cutting the karka that's sitting on it. It's also not going to work. That's just du al gavizu. This is one on top of the other.
How do you begin on the bottom?
Why not? How are you going to be kind of it?
Yeah.
Let's see, kin shtar. I write your document. I'm selling you the land that's 50 meters down. And agav, this land 50 meters down, I want to be kind of the ground that's above it. And that's what I want to suggest, that you see the Eved is on the ground and you will make a kinyan on the ground, you should be kinyan the Eved on it. This place doesn't work. Because in karka to karka, kinyan aga doesn't work, even if it's one on top of the other. Even if you have one ground underneath and you're kinyan that ground and you want to be kinyan the ground on the top of it, it won't work because kinyan aga doesn't work for karka. So how does it help you to say that Eved's on the karka?
So it's
Hasmukh al Tahim. It's close to the Tahim. Lower down to the Tahim, yeah? Smukha, close,
yeah,
adjacent to the Tahim.
Okay.
So first of all, it talks about Elyoina Yosim. And then it talks about Zu al Gav Zu, one on top of the other, which sounds also we're talking about one land on top of another land. So that's what I want to talk about. I want to say that we're talking about here an Eved that's on the cow. Can you create the cow? Can you create the Eved? Says the Gemara, if Eved is cow cow, the status of Eved's cow cow, it's not going to work. Even though you're acquiring the land underneath this cow cow, here's the Eved, this is the Eved, Mr. Eved, he's cow cow, and he's sitting on this land. I'm acquiring this land, so maybe I could be Koina this cow cow, which is on this cow cow. No! How are you? If you're Koina two cow cows, one on top of another, one lower down and one higher up, it doesn't work between Kinyan Agav. So again, the Maisa, unfortunately, they've started burying shortage of Potikvarim. Potikvarim started burying a person on top of another person. The Bechemish cemetery, they have it. The person, you basically, and on the Matsavi, you'll see there's two Matsavi stones, one for the person buried deeper down and one for the person buried higher. So that's what you have. You have people that bury. So if a person wants to buy two plots of land, so he's means two kvarim. So he's going to the lower one. He says, you know what? Kinyan Agav, the lower one, I want to be going to the higher one. Not going to work because Kinyan Agav doesn't work from one karka to another karka. So two here as well, the Eved's on top of the karka, it's not going to work. So it's not working between Kinyan Agav either. Right. Right. Even if it's one on top of the others. Yeah, because we see by Kinyan Agav that we said by Kinyan Agav doesn't have to be on it. Yeah, but yet we found that by if it's an Eved that's Naidi, then you need it to be Kinyan Agav on it. And there is some chiluk if it's off or on, although you don't need it to be on. But if it's on, it don't need it to be on. But if it's on, then it is a chiluk. So perhaps you'll say the same by Kakois.
That's what we're talking about.
Perhaps you'll say the same. It's good. Rather not. Speaking it through.
Yeah.
Rather not. Yeah. So what Stos has done, he's whittled away the possible kinyon. It's not kinyon agav, and it's not kinyon chotz, it's not kinyon agav. So what's left? El al kochuch. We're forced to say, Hodekoni, that what we said, that the Eved is Koina, if it's on the Karka, is Nikne, if it's on the Karka. Hodekoni, that what we said, the Eved is Nikne, if it's on the Karka. Hainu machmas te choshiv kumachube. It must be, because we're working with the Halacha of Shmuel, and we're considering the Eved is Mechube le Karka, even though obviously it's walking, but we're considering the Eved Mechube le Karka. Vim Cain says, Tosef, so, I feel it ain't owned in Besoicho, even if it's not standing on the Karka, Nami, should also be Koina. Why? Davakas is Sodois. Besamedinois, it's like there were a lot of 10 fields in 10 Medinois. Like even Sheikhsik Bachas, man, Konakulo, the if you're Machsik in one of them, if you make a Kinyan on one of them, you're Koina all of them. So once you tell me that evidence is in a mechuba, and that's how you can be koina it by being doing a kinyan on the karka, you're koina it as well. So who are then? You should be able to make such type of kinyan even if it's not on this actual karka, because we know that every time a mechuba you do a kinyan on one, it works for all the other karkas as well. So that's the mahalach of the gemara. Lama li oim demesuch. The rest of Tosis is technical, but that's the mahalach. Once you've told me al koch you're working within mechuba, they shouldn't be making a chiluk where it is. Okay, let's finish off Tesis. Now Tesis has some kasha. So you're telling me that by Shmuel told me you make a kinyan on one, you're koina everywhere. So we've got some kashas where you find it doesn't always work. Shmuel says in the third page of Abbas, says that this loikona elamokim bekusha belvad. And Shmuel said, if you make a kinyan on, he's talking about there, somebody wanted to be koina a karka of a get. Nalach was. So what do you do? You make some type of kinyan chazok and you can be kinyan. Can't make a kinyan shtar, right?
What's
the kusha? The kusha is where he bangs in a peg. To bang in. To makish is to hit. Right? So Shmuel there said that if a person bangs in a peg into a land of a ger, he's not kind of the entire land. Not kind of the entire land. He's only kind of where he actually did that kinyan.
I see that.
That's what he did.
It's not the normal standard kinyan. No, so what if he does one of the other three kinyan?
Okay. Well, kinyan chazal.
No one else has to bend up.
One thing, shtar and kesef are not applicable. We're talking about ger.
Yeah.
Right? So in Achalami, if he did a kinyan of Nal, which by therefore he locked up the entire building, he would be kinyan. But it's not what he did. He was only kinyan. He did one, he did an act of chazokah, of digging, and he's only kinyan at the place where he dug, where he banged in a pit. One thing, do you mind if we just fit one thing, half a second, yeah? Let's read what he's saying after. So he made a kinyan chazokah. Kinyan chazokah means that you do an act of showing bailis on the karka, and one of the acts of doing bailis on the karka is by putting in a peg. That's an act of bailis on the karka, and you're not, and it could what, and yet it said you're only kuna that area, you're not kuna the entire field. So the question is, according to Shmuel here told us not that. Shmuel said if you make a kinyan chazokah on one field, you're kuna all the fields. So what, why there is the only kuna the mokim mikusha bilvat? Answers Tesis, Haina Benichse Agel. That is Benichse Agel, the Hefka, that belonged to Hefka. Avalim Das Acheres Makno Isoi Konakoi. But if somebody else is giving it to you, and you make a Kenyan, then you attack a Kona everything. So what's Tesis told us? This part of Tesis is not really shutting our sugya of working out of it. It's more a shine in Shmuel. Shmuel here told us if you make a Kenyan on one Kakoi, you're going to all Kakois. I more elsewhere said otherwise. Answer is, it depends how it's working. If you are the one instigating this kinyan, then your kinyan has to show what you are acquiring. And making a kinyan on one area doesn't show you're acquiring the entire field, and therefore you're not going to the entire field. But if it's not you instigating it, or else between you and somebody else is giving you, selling you his field, and you are acquiring it, then the kinyan goes according to what the das of both of us are. And since the das of both of us is to acquire the entire field, to give you the entire field, to sell you the entire field, therefore you're kinyan by doing a kinyan on one part, and you're kinyan all the other kakois, even if they're not adjacent, even if they're far away. That's what the halacha of Shmuel is. One more point that Shmuel had, I'll tell you, it's a similar type of question. How to come a hasam the mitzah of mafsik? If somebody, let's say, was Noel Godel Porat, and there was a fence, a mitzah, a fence in between the two fields. So it's not going to the other field. Question, why not? Come to Shmuel, it should work. Shmuel said, if you do a kinyan on one field, it works on all the fields. So what's the difference if there's a mitzah? Even on a different land, it's kinyan.
A mitzah?
It's a border.
It's a border? It's not
a neighbor?
No.
Mitzah is a border. Baal Metzah means that he is the neighbor across the fence.
Metzah is not referring to that kind of situation.
No, Metzah means a border. If there's a border in between. Right. Well, the Gama asks him, the Metzah mafsik, a border is mafsik. Hainu nami b'nechse ager. It's also to b'nechse ager. So again, if you didn't qualify what you're being kina, then your kinyan on one field is not going to help you for another field. Ashingin, if you've got somebody who's being makin to you, then as much as you do a kinyan on one, then the kinyan works on all the das of both me and the person being makin. Even if there's a mitzah, right? Like Shmuel said, even Es Medinos is definitely mitzah in between. Right. Or, since this is what does this mean? There's a lot there. That what Shmuel said, if you're koina karka in one place, you're koina all the 10 karkois, is only if you paid for all 10 karkois. If you paid for all 10 karkois, then his kinyan in one will work for all the other 9. If he didn't pay for 10 kakois, he only paid for the kak he's buying now, that kinyan which he did will not work for the other 9 kakois.
The rice does work.
So
the rice would work without this kiddush.
Why?
The rice gets it for me.
Right. So you ask another one. So Tosfos says that the Gemara says that what Shmuel said is din is only if you paid for it. So so the question is, if you paid for it, you don't need the kinyan. Hazok. You already paid for it. Kinyan kesef. Kesef is nikna, but kark is nikna, but kesef, shtar, and chazoka, even medarbonot, yeah? So three ways of kinyan karka. Kesef, shtar, and chazoka. So what's the Gemara there mean to say that Shmuel's din, if you did the kinyan, chazoka, on one, it works for all nine, all the entire 10 kakois? Well, that's if you paid cash. If I paid cash, I was kinyan the kakois already. That's the cash of Tosfos on in Kiddusha Chavzayim. And Tosfos says we're talking in a place where the minig is that kesef is not kinyan. As we know, kinyonim is a vault of das. So if you are in a location where you can't be kinyan kakois with kesef, even if you paid for it, the kesef won't make the kinyan, but the kesef will work to show what your kinyan can, what your kinyan chazok is going on. So if you paid for 10 kakois, that's a way of showing that I want to acquire all these 10 kakois. Then I did the kinyan chazok on one of them, it works for all 10. But if I didn't pay for the other 9, there's no umdana that this kinyan chazok will work for the other 9, and it won't work. That's what the Gemara there, Kiddushin Chavzayin, speaks out. Yeah, Tosfos has your kash. There, Tosfos is there.
If we ask
these
questions, I'm sure we're going to consider Shmuel
has not known
because
Shmuel
really hold like
that.
Shmuel says, so the Kiddush doesn't say
that.
The Gemara doesn't say that.
Shmuel could say.
No, but Shmuel also
has a deal. Yeah,
yeah. So the Gemara could have had
it. Shmuel doesn't
really hold that. The Gemara could have had it. But the answer. Does that mean that because the one who specifically has Shmuel for the
Chana? The Gemara knew the answer to it. Yeah.
And that's what we see. It's not a question on our markets.
It's just a question in understanding Shmuel. Our Gemara was a shayla of Avodim. How can you be koina Avodim? If Avodim are metatlin or karkois, how can you be koina them? Agav, some other kark. How can you be koina? That was our Gemara. The Gemara is forced to say it must be working with Din Shmuel. So we're introducing Shmuel. Tosfos in brackets, in parentheses, or whatever you want to call it, discusses Shmuel at the end of the Tosfos. But the understanding of this Gemara is going with Shmuel that everything's got enough kark mechuba, and if you do a kinyan on one kark, you're going to everything which is a mechuba. Fake the Gemara, if so, what's the difference if it's on or off? That was the Gemara's cash. It must be working within Shmuel. That's why we brought in Shmuel. It can't be working within kinyan agav, it can't be working within kinyan chotze. So it must be working within Shmuel. If it's working within Shmuel, what's the difference where it is? That was the Gemara's cash. Yeah? Tosfos is understood? Go over Tosfos or you think it's clear? I take it you've learned the Tosfos before we did, right?
We did.
What was the Chiddushim?
No,
okay. Okay. There was a request that we go over Tosfos to make sure it's clear. I don't mind going over Tosfos if that's would help anyone. Okay, Yossi, I'll go read it. Lama the end of Mesoichu.
Lama the end of Mesoichu. Pirush? What's that? Pirush, you say?
Yes, that's right.
Pirush, al-kochicha, we force to say, lo mitam chatzel kana. This is not a Kenyan chatzel. The stam of vadim, the vadim that are not, the vadim that are awake, and running about, are not on the status of considered safeguarded for the owner's purpose with his knowledge. Even if the owner is standing on the side of this field and sees the stevet, he's not going to be called to the stevet. The habe eved for a slave is considered like a deer that runs about.
Where the halacha is.
The halacha is that the owner, even though he's standing and sees the deer on his property, is not considered mishtamer, doesn't acquire it.
because it's not mishtam l'daita. So that's one out. So it's not kinyan chotze. Weiter.
And for the reason of the kinyan agav, nami lo kana, he's also not considered having acquired it. The kalka, and he agav kalka for a land, cannot be acquired through an agav kinyan for another land, through another acquisition of land. V'afilu amar knei kalka hasimucha latehom. And even if the owner of the property that's being sold says to the buyer, acquire this property that's a lower level, the agava, on account of that property at the bottom, tikne ha'irana, you should buy the more elevated property right above it. This one now is physically mamash on top of the other one.
And therefore, it would be similar to the Eved on top of the Karka.
And that would be similar to an Eved standing above this land. Lo kani, the Agav doesn't take effect to an Agav Kinyan.
So we don't really, we want that Kinyan Agav as well. So we like that Chotzen Agav. El al kochach.
El al kochach, therefore, we're forced to say, Adikani. That acquisition where he acquired it, I knew Michamus Techashi Kivin Huba. It's considered as if it's attached. It is attached. One land is attached to the other, even though they're distant places.
What is this different language? I mean, in the Gemara, we didn't say Mechuba. I mean, just.
The Gemara does at the end of the Sugya. Yeah.
Even if the slave is not standing on top of the property, this should be a proper acquisition since you consider him a karka. And we just learned that once you acquire a karka, since it's mechubar to the karka, you can acquire the karka that way. That it's considered like 10 fields in 10 different states, different countries. Since he took possession of one of them, he's acquired all of them.
Okay, stop there. Okay, so that was the Tosfos's explanation for the Kasha of the Gemara. So Kasha of the Gemara was that we've whittled out all the opportunities, we're only left with one possible Kenyan. One option is Kenyan Shmuel. If so, what's the difference where it is? Then the parenthesis you can on your own again. But just I want to keep the flow of the Gemara. So what's the answer of the Gemara? So what's the now back to the Gemara? Or the Tamich, last line of the Gemara. Or the Tamich. I don't understand. Or the Tamich. What's the Tamich? Yeah, but he's saying, you're asking on me, even according to you, you have the same problem. Now, even according to you, that you understand the Avodim of Adina Metadlin, you also have this problem. There shouldn't be a chiluk if it's on or off. Why? According to the Loshon who holds the evidence Dina Metadlin, Domi, compared to Metadlin, there also you don't need it to be standing on the Karkar, turning over the page, because I came along, because we paskin in Kiddushin, the guy has a discussion whether you need agav. If you're doing kinyan agav, do you need the metatlin to be on it or not? And the halacha is, it doesn't need to be on it. So even according to you, you have this difficulty. You're working with kinyan agav, so why do you need the eved to be on it? Ela ma'is lachamim. What's obviously your answer? Ela ma'is lachamim. So what's obviously the answer? Shani metatli denaydi, me metatli denaydi. The answer must be that there's a difference between metatli and that move. That there the halach is has to be on it. So metatli and the don't move, where that halach is, it can be even off the karka. So once you anyway have to distinguish and say kinyan agav, there is a chiluk, sometimes it needs to be on, sometimes not. So you can go with the same understanding, even if you're on kinyan karka. Hachanami, so to you'll say, Shani mekakoi de naidi, mekakoi de loy naidi. So to you'll make a chiluk in karkois between a karka that moves and karka that doesn't move. And you'll say that the din of Shmuel that said it can work, even if it's not on it, is only if it's karka that doesn't move. A karka that moves, the Shmuel will decree it needs to be on it, dafka. Then it has to be dafka on it. Why? What should be the svara? Very good svara. Abdo, mekarko idenaydi. Who? The Eved is a karka that's moving, movable karka. Awesome, but the din of Shmuel was sadna da'ar chadu. The din of Shmuel was sadna da'ar chadu. It's all mechuba. The land mass is all one. It's all mechuba.
What's the sadna?
The mass.
What?
The mass of land.
Mass of land?
Yeah. The, like when you bang with a blacksmith bangs on sadan. Sadan is the right. Sadan is the base which you bang. So the ground has one long base. It's all one, right? It's all one land mass. I don't know the literal translation, but that's sadan is the thing you bang on. So it's all considered one land mass. So as much as you tell me by kinin agav you make some chilokim, the same is in Shmuel. There's a chilok if it's on or off. If it's moving or not moving. If it's moving, then it has to be on. If it's not movable, then it can even be off. What exactly is this chilok? If it's moving, since it can move, it has to be on. What does that mean? So what, now it's on. Now on it. How does that work? What's happening now that it's on? So we'll see in a minute. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Okay, Melon, top Rashi. Okay, Melon, pay gum the Gdush and the Metabli nickname Imakaka. Will I be Elon Shirim de Mesoiko? Elo, my Islochim, what are you going to say to answer McKinnon Agab? To answer why by Kinnon Agab? Even though you hold Kinnon Agab, everything has to be on it. Kinnon Agab, Metabli don't have to be on it. But here you're saying Evan has to be on it. Why does Evan have to be on the karka? Because it's 90. So the hashto, now the Bal Kochach osis lochi. Now that Al Kochach, you had to come onto this chilukim to say a chiluk if it's on or off. A filo tema, and make a chiluk between a moving item and a non-movable item. A filo tema le'idach lishna. Even if you say like the other loshen, that what? The avdo, kemakakoy domi, the Evan has a din of karka. And the kasha of the Shmuel, he had Shmuel. He'll say the same terms. Shani karka denaydi, mema karka idlo inaydi. You make a chiluk between a karka that moves and a karka that doesn't move. So what's exactly the maskonos haGemara? The Gemara says that al kochu we have to hold the Shmuel. There's no other one. Kine agav kine chotz is the other one. There's nothing left. The only thing left is Shmuel, and Shmuel doesn't have to be even mechuben. But it can be. Doesn't have to be the lands are connected to each other. But that's only by kakoi that don't move. A kakoi that moves, then it has to be on the karka. Why does that make it any better? So one nusach, which seems to be the easiest nusach, if it's on the karka, then it's called mechuban. Something that moves is harder to say it's mechuban. Because it's on the same land, but it's moving around. It's on the same land mass. It's moving around. If it's on the actual land that we're doing the Kenyan on, then there's a connection between the Eved, even if it's moving, but there's a connection between the Eved and the land I made the Kenyan on, then it's a Kenyan, which even Shmuel would say, yes, then if you do a Kenyan on the Karka, you're going to the Karka that's on it. If the Eved is walking around on another land, so I didn't do a Kenyan on the other land, and you did the Kenyan list, and yeah, but you want to say it's somehow connected since I did the karka here and I've got Evan walking around there, we should somehow connect the two. No, since Evan's walking around, doesn't work. Mashinkin, if the Evan is on this karka and I did the Kenyan on this karka, then the Kenyan is mityakes, both to the karka and the thing on it. Since Evan is mechuba, it's counted as karka. Since Evan's karka, I made the Kenyan on one karka. You make a kinyan on one karka, midin Shmuel, you can be kinyan on the other karka as well. Why? Shmuel says if you do a kinyan on one karka, you're kinyan on all the other karkois. Just normally it needs to be sadna da achadu. Needs to be that mechuba. So how am I going to make the eved mechuba to the karka? The only way to the eved mechuba to the karka, if it's on the karka, I'm doing a kinyan on, then it's considered mechuba to the karka.
Why is it called aga?
Kinyan aga doesn't work.
Why?
Because aga was learned from a pasuk. It says karka to metatlon.
Doesn't say that this kind of aga doesn't work.
That's the makor for kinyan aga.
What?
That's the makor of kinyan aga. Kinyan aga doesn't work in kakosh. That's the makor. Why did Chazal set that in? Yeah. That's the makor that kinyan aga does work.
This connection it's really the other way around. Of the slave being on top is like a form of aga. You're not calling it aga. It's on top of
it. It can't work with kinyan aga. The big enough for minutes. Because kinyan aga, you have to say, Agav. You have to say Agav. Yeah, the Gemara Kedushin says. You have to say Agav. Like this Kenyan, you don't need to say Agav. Because it's not working with an Agav. This Kenyan is a Kenyan Deraisa. That one's not a Kenyan Deraisa.
If you said it, you can back out. What
if you said Agav, it wouldn't work.
It
didn't work. Nothing happened. If you're saying I'm doing it with an Kenyan Agav, nothing works. It doesn't work. No.
I think it's effective if you didn't say it.
Only if
you
didn't
say it takes off.
Because you're working, because if you declared I wanted to work Medin Kenyan Agav, so you've declared that you don't want to make a Kenyan, because the Kenyan doesn't work. Kenyanim isn't das, it does for a person, right? So as much as you wanted to work Medin Kenyan Agav and you say I'm working Medin Kenyan Agav, then all of it. The method, the tool you used was Agav. Agav doesn't work by Kakrois. Shmuel saying it's a new chiddush. We do a kinyan and chazaka on karka. What's another karka? But the other karka has to be mechuba to it. Then here, this eved by being on it is considered mechuba to it. So there's more to talk about, but we've run out of time as usual. And we will try. We have to finish off Tesis Anor. Going back, Tesis Anor. We skipped out Tesis Ba'im de Masechet, which you have to make up still. And there's two Tesis in. Of Shani Shani on your base and base. Yes, Shem, on Thursday, we do hope to wrap up the sugar.
I know. Unless
the previous page, she's based on Aleph. I know. We started it, we got halfway through and we stopped. It's the second half of that basis. And the Shani Shani, Yes, Shem, hope to wrap it up. Good day, Robin.
Good
Polish. It's great to see everyone.